This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado's bipartisan effort to override President Trump's veto of a bill to help a Colorado water pipeline failed. The House fell about 40 votes short of the two-thirds necessary to override the veto. GOP Representative Lauren Boebert introduced the bill and says a decades-old promise to bring clean drinking water to southeast Colorado needs to be kept.
I am disappointed to see the lack of leadership, the amount of people that will fold, that will cave, that will not take a stand. This is a bill that in policy, no one in that chamber disagreed with.
All of Colorado's representatives voted to override the veto, as did all Democrats in the House. Music often has the power to transform the sometimes silent pain of mental health struggles into hope. That is the focus of concerts this weekend from the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs. The program features a piece composed in memory of the victims of the 2022 Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs. Here's Executive Director Jacob Pope.
You still can just appreciate the beauty of it and be brought into a better understanding, perhaps, of what those individuals or what that community is going through.
Pope says the orchestra will perform three other pieces, including one from a Colorado composer. Some snow flurried down in parts of the state early this morning, mainly along the Front Range and in the mountains, and it's a cold one today. Highs hover in the 30s for Denver and Grand Junction, colder in Colorado Springs, and bitter in the high country with sub-zero wind chills. This is CPR News and KRCC.